Previously on Cliff and Kendall.
You know, when I turned all my money into bitcoins, first off, I lost the password, and I don't even, I attempted to, like, log into my bitcoin page over and over, and it blocked me out. I can't even, like, buy a soda at the goddamn drugstore.
I told you not to turn all that money in for bitcoin.
I know.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, this week we're being cheerful.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, hello, Cliff.
Oh, hello, Kendall.
I am so happy to be here, Cliff, doing the show with you here this week.
You're happy? You think you're happy? You don't know from happy unless you look over on this side of the studio and you see how happy I am to be here hosting the show with you this week.
Oh, you can't possibly be happier than I am. Kendall, people would call me cheerful.
You are cheerful. Your cheerfulness is radiating. It's radiating from your face, and it's illuminating the room. It's like a floating orb of cheer. It's lighting the room and our life and the show and our listeners' lives, and it's bleeding out. And it's just wonderful to behold. It's now, a wonderful thing to behold.
First of all, I don't want our listeners to think that another light has fallen in the studio and hit both of us. I don't want them to be alarmed.
I feel as though I've been hit by a light.
Yes, we, you know, both of us have been very negative, very, very sad and depressed over these wintry months.
It has been a sad, depressing winter, yeah, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not even gonna go into why. I'm not even gonna go to it.
No, please don't.
Because Mrs. Potter Butterbutterchurn, she has said, boys, please, please, I'm issuing a cheerful challenge. I want you to be cheerful about life, about the show, mm-hmm. when there's such what awful things happening in the world. She just couldn't take it.
It's so awful. And this was even before that plane went missing.
Oh, my God. I know. And then it just got worse. And she said, boys, you need to do this. You need to have a cheerful challenge on the show. So she challenged us to be nothing but cheerful today. So that's what we're going to be.
Here we go. It's nothing but cheer. Spread some good cheer.
I want to spread some good cheer with the listeners.
Spread it.
I want to tell the listeners, first of all, how to be cheerful, Cliff.
Just
because
tell them.
You have to know how to do it before you can be cheerful.
How do you do it?
Well, I'll tell you. One of the things that I've started doing, and
do?
Don't think I'm crazy, and Mr. Nodbottomy thinks I'm this new age cult, I started meditating.
Tell me how you do it.
Well, you just sit. And I'm
you just sit.
No, you just sit there.
I'm doing
who
it
knew,
right now.
Who knew I'd been doing it all these years? No, Cliff, you didn't let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Look, you just sit there. You focus on your breathing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
And you just focus on the and it just de-stress. Focus on the folk.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
Folk.
Jerk, jerk, jerk.
You breathe in and you think, wonderful, happy, beautiful things. Wonderful things that are coming your way. Things that are great with you now. And then you just exhale all the awfulness and the negativity. Just picture it going out of your body.
There's still good times to be had, Miss Clary. And if you are if you're having a bad time, Kendall, and you need to cheer up, how about you do something great? Why don't you buy yourself some flowers?
Buy yourself some flowers.
What a cheerful reminder of nature's beauty.
Until you go to the store and they say, oh, who are you getting these flowers for? You're like, I'm getting them for me.
You just, hey, you create a character. Who are you? You do a little work on the fly.
Work on the fly.
Just work on the fly.
I think it's a wonderful idea. You know, that's a great way to show how much you love yourself.
It
is. In a physical way.
I was cheered up immediately when I got that fax from our writers.
I was super excited.
Yeah.
Cliff, listen.
Listen.
When you listen to all the wonderful things that happen in your life, it will cheer you up. Listen to the birds. Listen to the sounds of nature and the wind blowing across the leaves and the grass. Isn't it beautiful?
Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful, 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 beautiful. And it is cheerful. And if you're trying to cheer up, why don't you just bake a cake to give to a neighbor?
Oh, it would never make it out the door, Cliff.
Bake your
neighbor. I thought that I'd do that when I try to cheer myself up, but it always ends in disappointment.
What you have to do, and here's personally a way that I've learned to like a lot of desserts I didn't know I liked. Bake a dessert you don't like for someone else. Think to yourself, you pick something like, ugh, that grosses me out, I don't like it. And if you do what I did, I'm like, well, this doesn't look that bad. And then you try it, and you've either baked your neighbor a nice gift, or you found something new that you enjoy.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win.
And I will tell you, Cliff, I never knew I could eat a whole fruitcake until I tried to make one myself.
Oh, Kendall, you are.
You are.
Cliff, a fruitcake.
Another way to be cheerful. And this is something that I also practice. It's that you be present. You just think about, like, I'm here right now. I'm going to be in this moment. I'm going to enjoy it. And if something is bad is happening right now, you just accept it and know that tomorrow's a new day and you don't know what great things could be coming your way.
Just be here right now.
I feel like I'm on a Buddhist radio station.
I feel like you're on Radio Buddha.
I look like Radio Buddha.
I'm sure our listeners are like, is this Radio Buddha? All of a sudden, no, this is KBSH. It's Rye 99.
Rye
99.
In Busheltown, where they play all the hits, and also our show.
And it's 4:07 in the morning.
It's Sunday morning in Busheltown, if you're listening to this on the radio. If you're listening to it like our countless listeners online, we don't know what time it is. Look for a nearby clock.
And be cheerful about it.
Sure, why not?
If you have a choice, be cheerful.
You always have a choice, Cliff. That's the other thing that you got to remember. You always have a choice to just... Oh, Cliff, I'm getting this back. Come to the other room.
I've got a fact. It's a fact here.
Let's see what it says. Oh, it's an emergency tip quiz time,
oh,
Cliff.
Oh, my God.
Because Potter Butter Turn has issued it. Emergency. Emergency.
Oh, this is
urgent.
An emergency tip quiz here.
Well, Cliff, I do have a tip quiz for you for just such an occasion.
Oh, whoa, it's burning hot off the wire.
Cliff, I'm going to be very lenient on these answers because there's a lot of things you can do. It's open to interpretation.
Okay.
What can you surround yourself with to make sure you are more cheerful?
Cheerful things.
Cheerful things. I'll accept it. I was looking for good people, good company.
Sure.
Yes. Cheerful things.
Kendall, what do psychologists consider the single most reliable indicator of happiness?
Money. No, I'm kidding.
No.
Love. Are you looking for an intangible object or a tangible object?
I'm looking for an answer.
Oh, then I ain't got that one. I ain't got nothing for that one.
Everybody is looking for a reason. Kendall, they say marriage, believe it or not. Even though...
Who did you survey?
Even though 48% of marriages end in that old D-I-V-O-R-C-E these days.
Oh, divorce.
The others end in unhappy death. marriage is still the best gauge of happiness, everybody. So now we have definitive proof as to my problem. Now we need to know, Kendall, what is your problem? You're married, but why are you so unhappy?
I don't have a problem, Cliff. I am cheerful. Happy day. Cliff,
oh, happy day.
What is one way you can save energy and be more cheerful? Not tower in your house, like personal energy.
Oh, personal energy. Yeah. You can take the elevator instead of the stairs.
Okay, I meant more things you could do to change your outlook on things, to be cheerful.
You can have a positive outlook.
Okay, sure.
Great, Kendall.
That's a great question. I know it.
Great.
You know who gave me these questions?
Our writers?
No, actually, I was going to read the writers' questions, but the psychiatrist came over.
Dr. Blathers.
Dr. Blathers, yes, and he said, I got these questions for you, and so I thought I'd read them.
That's nice of him. I don't know when he came by.
Earlier.
It was earlier, everybody, if you're wondering. According
to the clock.
Oh, the cheer in the room is just thick.
I'm high on cheer, I think.
The cheer in the air.
I'm sitting in the chair of cheer.
Everybody, it's contagious. Like a deadly disease. According to the 2003 Pew Global Attitudes Project, which surveyed just a lot of people, who's happier, men or women?
Must be women, Cliff.
Oh, it definitely is women. Can you believe it or not? The survey showed that women had greater overall happiness, especially in countries like Japan, Pakistan, and Argentina.
Oh, we need to move to Argentina.
So don't cry for them, Argentina. The truth is they're very happy. 'Cause they are women, and statistics show that women are happier, especially in Argentina.
Oh, I'm so cheerful for your perfect pitch.
But have I said too much? Is there nothing more I can say to you? But all you have to do is download this show to know that every word is true. Kendall, the good news for us is that men do get happier as they age.
Prove it. I want to see written proof.
Oh, everybody.
You lose your hair and you get more cheerful.
God, Kendall, don't make me talk about my bald spot.
I know, everybody, already started the process of being cheerfuler today.
Here's why I want, this is a cheerful note, everybody. Here's why I want Charles the Contractor in photographs with me. Because he makes my bald spot look modest. He makes it look like, oh, well, Cliff is barely bald at all compared to Charles the Contractor.
Cliff, you cannot bring up Charles the Contractor and be trying to be cheerful in here, please.
Kendall is... sudden recovery from his near humping to death by a bear only weeks ago is still all we can talk about, and we're just cheerful because of the recovery.
We're cheerful for the jokes.
For the recovery. Everybody. it's just such a fun air of cheer in the show today, everybody. And Charles, I want him beside me because my hair really, I'm beginning to look...
The only time anybody ever wants Charles beside them.
In photographs, so by comparison. They look a lot better. And because I'm starting in life, Kendall, to look like Frasier. And of all the characters on classic television shows, not just one, but two, I would prefer look like someone else. Than Frasier, not nothing against him, but
he's not the kind of guy you think that's the guy I want to look like.
He's not my role, my hair role model, but he's true. It's who I'm turning into, and that's just a cheerful side note on a cheerful show.
It's very cheerful, and we gotta take a break.
We've got to take a break from cheer overload.
So we'll be right back after this with more cheer.
Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
This brings back memories. Oh, these are great.
What's this remind you of?
Oh, tastes like vanilla, huh?
Senior trip.
Paris.
The cafe!
Yeah! Rich, creamy tasting coffee with a hint of vanilla flavor. New French Vanilla Cafe.
I love this coffee.
New from General Foods International Coffees.
I loved that waiter. Jean-Luc.
Coming in at 9.0 on the Richter scale and crashing straight through the bathroom scale, here they are again, the hosts of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, Cliff and Kendall.
But we're back and more cheerful than ever.
Kendall, there's cheer running through my veins. It's floating through the air and coming back out my pores. I'm breathing it in. It's coming in my lungs.
That's not all that it's coming out of. Belching out cheer every few minutes.
Kendall, we belch out cheer every few minutes, like yeah, that great geyser Yosemite Sam blows up gas juice from the earth.
Gas juice.
Every hour on the hour.
I think you mean Old Faithful.
Yeah, that one.
What did you say, Old Yeller? Or?
Oh, I don't know. Kendall, okay. People, if you just want to know, rewind the show, everybody.
I need to take a step back, Cliff.
I'm just so cheerful. Kendall, I do want to ask you one more. Emergency gym.
Old Faithful.
Then there's more cheer now than ever. Kendall, our cheer levels are
like cheer
through the roof. I did have earlier today some flaming hot popcorn. Not the flaming hot Cheetos. But the Flamin' Hot popcorn, Kendall,
I stay away from anything Flamin' Hot.
It's very good, if you like. It's like a sensory explosion, everybody. And what I want you to tell me now, Kendall, is according to some survey the writers found on the internet, what is the happiest country in the world?
Oh, the happiest?
Uh-huh. It's not Bushel Town, because it's just a town, not a country.
Norway, I don't know.
Kendall, I thought to myself, I thought Norway?
Did you really think Norway?
They seem
they
happy.
They seem like happy people. I know nothing about them, so it makes me think they must be really happy.
And I don't think that's where Sound of Music was, but doesn't it seem like it?
Somewhere over there.
It sounds like that, everybody. Denmark,
okay.
Denmark won when all of its subjects were quizzed on happiness. It won. And
they're quizzed once a year on happiness.
So there's something cheerful in the state of Denmark, everybody. It's wonderful and it's cheerful. It's a cheerful air in the studio today. We're having fun. I want to continue the fun.
Let's continue fun.
Let's do that one segment that we do that has fun in the title. Kendall, let me bust out some fun facts. It's a fun fact.
It's a fun facts. I'm getting the facts right now.
And here, what's on it, Kendall, but fun?
All right, Cliff, what do you got? What is so much fun for you?
Kendall, the most fun fact, let me take you back. Back to when you were born, when you first opened your eyes.
Hope and cheer.
To this life when that one moment when anything was possible.
Mm-hmm.
Kendall, you know, for that one moment, when you were born, you were the youngest person on Earth. For that second.
Oh my God, you're right.
Isn't that something?
And now I'm the fattest person on Earth. Sorry, that was not cheerful. I'm sorry, Mrs. Potter-Butter-Turn.
True, but not cheerful.
True. Cliff, did you know that snails can sleep for 3 years without eating?
Oh, man.
Why can't we do that?
Why? Oh, I've thought
I can't sleep
that.
5 minutes without eating. I eat my sleep.
Kendall, yes. What? Kendall, all those times that in your life you've been called a giant fat pig, you're going to start wishing that it was true, because do you know why? Pigs. Guess how long their orgasms last.
Oh, my God.
Kendall, as long as the average length of this show.
30 minutes?
30 minutes, Kendall. So I'm going to start referring to our show in increments of pig orgasms. And so I think this episode is probably going to be about one pig orgasm length.
Most shows go up to two pig orgasm lengths.
The Oscars this year were like 7 pig orgasms long, right?
I think it's a new unit of measurement.
I think so. Pig orgasms. How long are your orgasms?
Speaking of orgasms.
Yes.
Speaking of orgasms.
Speaking of.
No, I'm kidding. Banging your head against a wall.
Oh, no.
Burns 150 calories an hour. Get to banging.
Can you imagine?
Get to banging.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Turtles, when they're breathing, when they're taking in that old oxygen, guess where they can breathe it through? Their buttholes.
Oh, I can breathe out of my butthole.
Oh, cheer. Kendall, it's like I can see the cheer in the room. It's like the cheer is an entity with us. I now know. Isn't it funny how religious types mostly, they're like, can you feel the spirit, the Holy Ghost? I feel the cheer. I feel it.
Can you feel it? The cheer tonight.
It is in the studio.
I'm never there's so much cheer. Cliff. Did you know that a person cannot taste food unless it's mixed with saliva?
Oh, yuck. And does that mean all the waiters are spitting in my food?
Maybe. So if a strong tasting substance like salt is placed on a dry tongue, the taste buds will not be able to taste it. You have to put like saliva on it. You try it.
That's the secret to eating everything gross.
Don't mix saliva with any of it.
Eat it on a dry tongue. Kendall, do you know the one of the world's most ticklish animals?
Oh, is it a warthog? I don't know.
I'm not a warthog, Kendall.
It's a pig.
It's not you or I, Kendall. It is nature's own rat.
A rat?
They laugh when they're tickled.
What?
Everybody. So next time you're sitting at home. Yeah, next time you see a rat tickling. No, next time you're sitting at home and you're picking apart Pixar's wonderful Ratatouille for its non-adherence to nature's laws. Just realize every time Ratatouille laughed, it was the truth.
It was. Ratatouille is a complete, based on a true story.
Ratatouille should run on National Geographic.
That's what we're saying.
And maybe Ratatouille himself could get like a National Geographic show. Like, you remember when Timon and Pumbaa had that show?
I said Timo. Yeah, when Timon and Pumbaa. I remember that.
Yeah, that was great. That's a fun fact for the kids
out there. That's a fun fact.
Timon and Pumbaa used to have a show.
And the kids are like, who?
They were like us, only cartoons, and only one of them was a giant.
Cliff, I got one more thing about an animal for you.
Here. Oh, it's going to be fun.
You're going to love this. Cliff, it was discovered on a space mission that your favorite animal in the world, a frog, can throw up. A frog throws up its stomach first, so its stomach is dangling out of its mouth. And then the frog uses its forearms to dig out all the stomach contents and then swallow the stomach back down again.
Oh.
If only we could learn to do that, we could lose so much
weight. Oh, God. That is awful, and I'm sorry.
That's a fun fact.
My cheer has plummeted.
Oh, no, it hasn't. I'm it so much more cheerful.
Right down. Down to my knees.
My frog stomach.
Oh, it's all the fun facts I'm facting you with.
Stop the facts.
That's the end of the fun fact.
Oh, but there, Mrs. Butter Butter Churn is having a great time listening to us be so cheerful.
It's I'm admitting it's not. I'm not as cheerful after that frog vomit stomach story.
Oh, your cheer will come back, Cliff, when you talk to this woman that's about to come in the door. Mrs. Potter Butter.
So
Butter Churn, she wants to join us for an etiquette tip.
Why don't you come on in?
Hello, dear. Hello. Oh, it's so wonderful to hear you so cheerful. Although, Kendall, I will say, I cannot believe you talked about frog stomachs on such a cheerful show.
Wasn't that gross? Oh, weren't you grossed out?
What in the world are you thinking?
I just prayed. I just prayed like a skunk. It's not cheerful.
Oh, dear.
Maybe, I'm sorry, I did just break wind in the studio. And it is my fault.
It happens. It happens to the best of us.
It does happen to the best of us. Hey, Lord knows you're used to it. Now, do you get used to Mr. Snotbottoms? Is this a cheerful subject?
Do you get used to anything like that? I don't think so.
I'm so sorry, and I do admit I'm sorry to crop dust Kendall right in the face.
I'm unfortunately used to that.
But Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, thank you for bringing us this cheerful show through your cheerful idea.
Yes, we love doing it.
It really has, up until that frog thing, it really did bring up my spirits. I was feeling the cheer. I'm hoping that you and your cheer and your cheerful etiquette tip that you're going to bring us and help us with the etiquette of the cheerfulness is going to really just bring me right back up.
Oh, dear, of course it will. You know, one of the things that's been bothering me, dear, of course, you know, we all struggle with weight. I know that you boys talk about it all the time. So I thought if I wanted to get a little more cheerful myself, that I could go to the gym and work out. And so, you know what I did? I joined the YMCA.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Butterbutter.
No.
I just thought of well, just fine. I can't do anything else. Mrs. Butter Butcher, you have brought my cheer right back up, and I'm so sorry to tell you that right in the middle of your attitude, but it only just occurred to me how funny I thought that was.
Dear, I'm just so wonderful that they're all full of cheer.
Me too. Kendall, are you cheerful as well?
I'm so cheerful back here, I can't breathe.
Dear, I'm sorry. I'll try not to interrupt you anymore, Mrs. Butter.
Dear, it's quite all right, dear. I know it's no breach in etiquette on your part.
Okay, so you're at the gym.
No, dear, well, I joined the YMCA, dear. Uh-huh. And I thought I could start getting into better shape, and, you know, I'm no spring chicken. But just the other day, Mr. Snodbottom and I were talking about getting into shape, and he, of course, wanted nothing to do with it. He's not even working out, staying awake for an entirety of the show.
He is. He's barely hanging on.
Oh, I don't blame him. I'm exhausted from all this cheerfulness. Well, yeah, I've been sneaking more vegetables into his dinner every night. Trying to make him a little more cheerful, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no. Where do you sneak the vegetables in?
Oh, you know, I'll take a steak and I'll cut it open and put some broccoli in there.
Oh, my God.
And I don't use as much sugar in my macaroons, of course.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, dear, to break in during your etiquette tip.
This is not about it. We're trying to be cheerful in here.
I'm sorry, boys, the cheerfulness has seeped under the door into my booth, and I'm feeling cheerful as well. But, dear, I wanted to know you put broccoli. Broccoli, dear. You've been lying to me about putting broccoli into the meat.
Dear, it's not a lie. It's an omission.
Oh, dear.
Haven't complained about the food, dear.
I do admit I found it a little bit bizarre.
You did not find it bizarre. You had no idea until I just told you.
I cut into the ribeye, boys. You'll never believe this, boys.
What?
What is going on?
Boys, I cut into the ribeye just the other evening, and ordinarily, it's a beautiful shade of pink. There's a beautiful shade of a Bushytown sunset, girl. Reminds me of the pink in your rosy cheeks. But anyway, girl, it was green. It was green, and you said, oh, I'm not sure, it was a vegetarian cow.
Mr. Starbuck, I don't have time to hear this story right now. You gotta pack this away.
Dear,
we've gotta
finish
the show.
You're always talking about the length of the show and the talking, dear. Let me do my etiquette tip, please.
We've gotta finish the show.
Oh, what is going on with the show?
I'm sorry, boy. I had to clear this up, girl. You know
what? I have one show that was nothing but cheerful.
I do forget things if I don't address them right at the moment that they cross my mind.
Is this hot subjects?
No, boy, but I forgive you for thinking so, and I'll leave you alone now for the remainder of the show. Have an excellent show. I wish you all good cheer and a happy new year. All right.
All right, well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Snodbottom. Dear, well, anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, no. were at the gym.
I was at the gym, dear. So I just wanted to pass along, dear, a little bit of gym etiquette for you.
Oh, good. This will not personally come in handy for me, but for the
listeners,
hopefully
soon, maybe one day, it'll come in handy.
I hope so.
Well, dear, first and foremost, follow the time limits and the schedule for your machines. Start on time and don't monopolize the machines. There's other people waiting. And despite what some magazines say, the gym is not a place to make romance, dear. You want to work out.
Oh, exactly.
I agree. We don't want to see all those skinny people doing that.
Yes.
Well, dear, I hope that everyone will heed my advice. I've even made a poster with a Sharpie to hang on the wall at my gym.
Wonderful.
And, of course, I will get permission from the facility because hanging a poster without proper etiquette, you know what I mean?
I do. I know exactly what you mean. I do appreciate those gym etiquette tips for us and the listeners.
Well, dear, I just want to make sure everyone's well-rounded with all kinds of etiquette.
We are all kinds.
I'm going to go right to the gym.
Every etiquette need. Wow. I love it.
That's my motto, dear.
Another reason that I really am just giving it up for Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn this week. She's the impetus behind this show, and we appreciate her.
Yes,
and
very much
we love
so.
The cheer that she's brought, the cheer level that she brought right back up to the show. And we want to thank you, and as we bid you adieu, and we will see you soon, and we're keeping the cheer torch burning.
Keep it going.
Keep it going.
Dears, yes, please, keep the cheer moving right along.
We're going to move it right along, the cheer.
A toot-a-loo, dears, a toot-a-loo.
All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah, I did not put broccoli in this. Oh, well, what an interesting etiquette tip that was.
That was an interesting.
It was a first. It was a first on the show.
It was a show. This is the show.
I'm cheerful. Cheerful about it.
I'm cheerful, and when I do think in that moment.
When I think to myself.
What a cheerful world. But Kendall, sometimes I find myself and my mind wanders. And
yeah,
I think of the person out there who's just not cheerful. And it makes me so sad.
Oh, I know. And I don't even want to say how sad I am about people not being cheerful. I hope.
No.
I hope that they will heed our advice and get out there and be a little more cheerful.
Just do it.
If you want to know how to be cheerful. I know one thing is going to make everybody cheerful. You go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, twitter.com/cliffandkendall, and you can call us on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. In fact, just put in any website /cliffandkendall, and we're probably there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, Kendall. Yes, Kendall. Kendall, the world is round. And the place which may seem like the end may be only the beginning.
Oh, look at that.
And that was said by who? You could have guessed it, of course, but I'll go ahead and tell you anyway. Ivy Baker Priest.
That's a cheerful way to think about it, Cliff.
Oh.
I thought you'd say it's round, and so are we.
And so are we.
Cliff, the principles of living greatly include the capacity to face trouble with courage, disappointment with cheerfulness, and trial with humility. And that was Thomas S. Monson.
Oh, Tom. Kendall, the next quote...
The next quote in our series.
In this series of quotes. It really, 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 really should be burned with like a wood burning kit onto some wood and posted in the studio here. Because, I swear, every other time I've said this is the quote that encapsulates our show, strike it.
Strike it for the record, ma'am.
Strike it. This is the quote that encapsulates the show. Better to be a failure at something you love than a success at something you hate. And that was said by who but the other old person on campus, George Burns.
Oh, good old George Burns.
Don't you think? When I was a child, I did have a wood burning kit, everybody. I really did. It was a gift sent to me by my Aunt Ethel in New Jersey.
Good old Aunt Ethel.
And I really did have one, but you had to be real patient to get it like hot enough and down in the grooves. But I wish I still had it because that really does need to be burned into some wood here at the studio. Where is Austin? Get him
Austin,
on it.
Get working. Cliff, the most certain sign of wisdom is cheerfulness.
Mm.
And that was Michelle de Montaigne.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
She was busy saying, eat your vegetables, fat kids.
Oh, thank God somebody's saying it.
Thank God.
Nobody told us.
Nobody did.
Cliff wanted to take
Obviously.
Us home and down those cheerful roads.
Take me home.
Take me home.
Roads. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
You just have a cheerful week till we see you here again. Happy trails.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.